Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Good day and welcome again to the Career Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Boone, and today we have Mr. Gerben Vernieker.
Very Afrikaans.
Very Afrikaans.
Actually, you know, I was baptized Gert Abraham van Niekerk. You don't get more Afrikaans than that.
Oh my goodness.
So luckily I didn't torture you with that name.
Okay. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed. So just to introduce Gerben, Gerben already started his radio career as a production assistant for a community radio station at the tender age of 12. In 2003, he joined Kofsi FM as the breakfast presenter, a position he held for 3 years. He then joined OFM for 2 years thereafter, and then returned again to community radio for another 2 years, and in 2017 rejoined OFM. Gerben enjoys spending time doing some gardening, taking his Scotty for walks, riding around the country on his Harley Davidson, currently completing a PhD in journalism at the University of Stellenbosch. Gerben is also a founding president of Bloemfontein Toastmasters, a club aimed at helping him become a better communicator. He's also the CXO for Student Life at the UFS Residence Head for Kagiso Day Residence. And although he has no idea of the relevance to his life, his favorite quote from one of his favorite villains is, "It is what it is, and that is all that it is." Gerben, welcome. Thank you for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm always well. Great being here. I must admit, this is the first time ever that I've been interviewed electronically. I've been interviewed for newspapers and things, but this would be my very first time. I'm looking forward.
Okay, great. And I'm glad that we are your first time. So welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you here. And before we unpack your job and, you know, all that you've done in the amazing years of your life, tell me about the best day in your career. When was it and what happened?
It was quite strange. Obviously, I started radio when I was, you know, was very young. Mm. And then I did, you know, I started at Kofsi FM. And what happens when you're at campus radio, you tend to think nobody listens.
True.
And I did a crazy, crazy breakfast show. And if I have to think back about all the things that I've done, I was probably the least politically correct person in the world. And randomly, I was walking on campus, and a guy came to me, and he said to me, "Listen, I really enjoy your show." And I said, "Thank you very much." To this day, I don't take compliments well, but I said, "You know, thank you very much. I really appreciate that." He said, "You know what? I was on my way to commit suicide. I listened to your show, and I just realized, you know what? There's some laughter in life still left." So that was the first time that I realized that radio is very powerful. And the first time I realized that I made it was my first stint at OFM. I was in a production studio and I was struggling to read something, and it just dawned on me, you know what? All the work, everything has brought me to this moment, to this bit of struggle. So that was, you know, those are the two moments that really stand out.
Definitely. What a journey. So tell me a bit about it. From being a student to now being the professional that you are today and being the pioneer that you are, I would say, in radio. Please share, because you're currently also pursuing a PhD in journalism, what did your academic journey look like and how did it start? Was it always straight? Was there some curves and bumps along the way? How did it all happen?
So it's actually an interesting story. I never got matric exemption.
Okay.
So I got to the university and they said, well, they can't, you know, admit me to, allow me to the university because I don't have matric exemption. And I went for those tests, you know, where they have to have a look.
Yes.
And I went through the tests and like, "Mr. Vernieker, we, you know, there seems to be an intellect, but the willingness doesn't seem to be there." And I'm like, "Well, is there nothing you can do?" And he's like, we just think, he's like, "No, but your M score is just too low." You know, he's like, "But what do you want to study?" I was like, "No, media studies." He's like, "Welcome to the University of the Free State." so you know, I got admitted to the university, and sounds like a hospital, so I got admitted in 2003. And by my second year, I realized that I'm just actually a little bit lazy. So I studied and I finished my degree and I finished my honors and I did an honors in psychology. And when I applied for my master's degree, they told me that I can't do my master's degree because I don't have matric exemption. I said, "Well, I have 4 degrees. No, you don't have matric exemption. Oh, wow. So I had to go and apply for provisional matric exemption from the day that I left matric to that moment. It was 2,500 rand, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then I did my master's, eventually completed that, and now my PhD in Stellenbosch, which is a bit different. Everything was revolved around radio, but the PhD is a little bit more, it's a bit different.
Really?
Something else. Yeah.
Okay, interesting, I would say. So let's say then you didn't study media studies, and especially because for you to even get to media studies was a bit of a struggle or a challenge rather, and you weren't in radio presenting. What else would you have liked to do, or would you have been seeing yourself doing?
I would have loved to be in advertising. I would have loved just to think, and that's a large part of my work at the moment, is to conceptualize, think about ideas and do crazy stuff and see what works and then, take it back a notch from there. So I think if I can have my life over again, I would definitely do advertising. They say it's a cutthroat business, but I cannot see that comparing to radio in any sense of the word.
Makes sense. Makes total sense. And I think also now, relating back to the personal story that you shared, when you really realize how significant and how powerful radio is a tool in connecting to people, and bring us back now to real life, you're not in advertising. What do you think makes you so unique in what you do as a radio presenter? What makes you good?
The biggest struggle always when you start your radio career, and especially your campus radio, community radio, wherever you start, is that people tend to have this radio persona. They try to have this voice. This is 9.7 Highveldstereo playing Joburg's favorite hits. And that takes time to unlearn. And I think what makes me relatively good is that I try to be as close to my personality as possible. When I make a mistake on air, then I say, I was just having the worst day ever. Because you can't, if people perceive you as being fake, then they won't like you. I mean, you've met a person and you when you're talking to this person, you realize this is not the real person I'm
not
talking
sure.
to. This is a little bit of a persona. So I think what I really try, and I still struggle to this day, and I've been broadcasting for many years, is really to steer away from the radio talk, top of the hour, bottom of the hour, and really be as personal as I can.
And as authentic as you can be, which I really think you do well.
Thank you very much.
So if someone is listening now, which someone will listen, whether it's a student in from our student community or anyone that is really just aspiring to go through this career path that you're going through, or just be in radio in some space and would like to get here, what is the best way that you would say they could prepare themselves?
If I had an interview with a student the other day, and I asked, if you could have advice for other students, what would it be? And that student said, well, fill up the space that's been given to you. And I think that's my advice if you're at the university, whether it be Central University of Technology, any other university or courses, is join campus radio station. If you're not at the university, join a community station. It is virtually impossible to get into commercial radio, work or sphere without community radio a background. So get involved. If you don't get in, if you don't come in, start your own podcast. Because what happens is when you apply for a job, when you talk to a programming manager, they want to see a couple of things. One, they want to see personality. Two, they want to see, do you have a following? And it's not about being an influencer on social media. You need to be a little bit more than that. I mean, you've seen these influencers, and again, it comes across as fake.
Yes.
And most of the time, those influencers come across as fake, and they don't, the audience don't really find a connection with them. So my advice is, get involved as soon as possible. If you can't, do your own thing. And this is going to sound very silly, cornerstone of radio is you need to be able to read. And that's one of the things that people are struggling with at the moment. So be honest with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. If you can't read out loud, start reading out loud.
Wow, I would never have thought of that.
Yeah. 55-60% of my job's reading.
Yeah.
And I need to read it in such a way that it doesn't sound like
it's reading. Like you're reading, exactly.
And if I make a mistake, then
right?
Basics.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we always say it's never just rainbows and sunshine with every job, with any career field. There's always something tiring, something frustrating, or something mundane about it. And what would you say is that for you in terms of radio?
Radio is fantastic. I love doing it. It is it is a cruel business. It's a cruel mistress in the sense that there are very few presenters in the country that have a permanent contract. For argument's sake, I'm contracted by OFM, so most of the presenters, and that contract can expire at any time. They could tell me, you know, this morning was your last show, and that's it. So it's difficult to, you know, to have a stable life, you know, if that's your type of, you know, if you're that type of person, which I am, you know, to do that and only that is very risky. And especially with radio, one mistake, you lose your show, you lose your reputation, you lose everything. So it's high risk, but it's what the CEO always says at OFM, you know, it's the best job in the world. It's really fun, but scary.
Definitely.
Very scary.
I think we always just see it with all the big radio stations as well in the country, how one today, you're the biggest presenter on a radio station, and tomorrow you're not there.
I mean, if you can mention five professional radio presenters over the age of 55, I'll be very surprised. It's just not, you know, it's just not a type of, you know, a career path in the long term. That's why if you want to get into radio, you need to get into radio as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And when you join a radio station, do as much as you can. What we found with people joining Coff CFM is, you know, they realize, well, we don't get paid. And then after 3 months, well, this is a lot of effort. But don't see it as a job. See it as a way for you to gain free experience. Where other people need to pay to get experience, you know, you're getting this for free.
Definitely. I agree. And last then, share one secret about radio and about your job. Something that someone who's not in radio would never have guessed about it.
About radio?
Yes.
A lot of things on radio are actually pre-recorded. Which there are shows that are pre-recorded. Most of the phone calls on most stations are pre-recorded because it's high risk. You never know what the person is going to say. So if you listen to your radio station and you hear someone being interviewed and you hear the music starting in the background, and by the time that the interview is done and you are done, the vocal of that song starts, you know that was pre-recorded.
Oh, wow.
And the timing is just, you know, they work it out to say, well, if this entire interview, there's 16 seconds left, the next song has got a 16-second intro, they start the song in the background. By the time the interview finishes, the song finishes. There are many, many radio presenters that are never live. Never.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So now we're getting to the section of the interview where I'm just going to ask you five questions where you don't have to think about it. The first thing that comes into your mind, you say it, and I'm going to start now.
All right, go for
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet.
Remote or on-site?
Remote.
Okay. Every morning I?
Wake up to go to the show. Literally, I wake up, my weekday shows are 5 to 6 in the morning, weekends 6 to 9.
Oh.
So literally, I wake up every morning to go to work.
To go to a show. Yeah. And your favorite word is?
It's a swear word. I can't use it. I love Afrikaans swear words. There's just a little bit of a oomph into Afrikaans swear words. There are many languages, and you know, Afrikaans isn't the prettiest language in the world. They say it's one of the ugliest because of all the sounds, you know, especially in my name, Gerben. But damn, Afrikaans swear words. There are few things better in the world than that.
Oh my gosh, Gerben, I think you are just as funny and as you know what you I think articulated in your bio or shared in your bio. That you're as real as it gets. What you see is really what you get. And I think I enjoyed this conversation so much. It was such a pleasure having you here. Continue doing the amazing work that you do. And I really hope that one person at least will really get to learn from your journey and feel that they can also do it and that it's possible for them.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for the invitation. It was fantastic being here. You must have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much. You too.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.